Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we are diving into one of the most important topics you will face in your exam, market research. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Market research sounds a bit dry, a bit corporate, but trust me, once you understand how businesses use it, and more importantly, once you know exactly what examiners are looking for when they ask about it, this topic becomes one of the most straightforward ways to pick up marks in your business exam. In today's episode, we are going to cover everything you need to know. We'll start with the purpose of market research, why businesses actually bother doing it. Then we'll move on to the two big types, primary and secondary research, with all the methods you need to know. After that, we'll look at qualitative versus quantitative data. And then I'll give you my top exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. And we'll finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test yourself, followed by a summary to lock it all in. So grab your pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What is market research, and why does it matter? Market research is the process a business uses to gather, record, and analyze information about its customers, competitors, and the market it operates in. The fundamental purpose is to reduce risk. Before a business launches a new product, enters a new market, or makes a major decision, it needs information. Without that information, it is essentially guessing. And guessing with business money is very risky. Think about it this way. Imagine you want to open a new coffee shop. Would you just pick a location, design a menu, and open the doors without asking anyone what they want? Of course not. You'd want to know, is there demand for another coffee shop here? What prices are people willing to pay? What flavors are popular? What do customers dislike about existing coffee shops? That is market research in action. Examiners want you to understand that market research helps businesses identify customer needs and wants, spot gaps in the market, understand the competition, reduce the risk of failure, and make better, more informed decisions. If a question asks you to explain the purpose of market research, those are your key points. Now let's move on to the two main types of market research. Primary and secondary. Primary research, also called field research, is when a business collects brand new data itself, specifically for its own purposes. The key word here is original. Nobody has collected this data before. The business goes out into the field and gathers it fresh. The main methods of primary research you need to know are questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and trialing or observation. A questionnaire is a set of written questions given to a sample of people. They can be handed out in person, sent by post, or completed online. Questionnaires are great for collecting data from a large number of people relatively quickly and cheaply. However, the questions need to be carefully designed. If questions are leading or unclear, the data will be unreliable. An interview is a face-to-face or telephone conversation where a researcher asks questions directly. Interviews allow for much more detailed, in-depth responses than questionnaires. The interviewer can follow up on interesting answers. However, interviews are time-consuming and expensive, and the sample size is usually much smaller. A focus group is a small group of people, typically 6 to 10, brought together to discuss a product, service, or idea. A moderator guides the discussion. Focus groups are brilliant for getting rich, detailed opinions and reactions. They generate what we call qualitative data. We'll come back to that in a moment. The downside is that one dominant personality in the group can influence everyone else's responses, which can skew the results. Trialing or observation involves testing a product with real customers before a full launch, or watching how customers behave in a real environment. For example, a supermarket might trial a new product in a few stores before rolling it out nationally. This gives very realistic data because it reflects actual behavior rather than what people say they would do. Now, the advantages of primary research are that it is up to date, specific to the business's exact needs, and collected firsthand so the business knows exactly how it was gathered. The disadvantages are that it can be expensive, time-consuming, and the sample size may be too small to be truly representative. Secondary research, also called desk research, is when a business uses data that already exists. Someone else collected it, and the business is now using it for its own purposes. The main sources of secondary research you need to know are newspapers and magazines, the government census, websites, and internal company data. Newspapers and magazines, particularly trade publications, can provide information about market trends, competitor activity, and economic conditions. The government census is a massive survey of the entire UK population conducted every 10 years. It provides detailed demographic data, age, employment, household size, which businesses can use to understand their potential customer base. Websites include competitor websites, industry reports, and market research firms like Mintel or Nielsen. Internal data is information the business already holds: sales records, customer databases, previous financial reports. This is often the cheapest and quickest source of secondary data because it already exists within the business. The advantages of secondary research are that it is usually cheaper and quicker to obtain than primary research, and it can provide access to very large data sets. The disadvantages are that the data may be outdated, may not be specific to the business's exact needs, and the business cannot always verify how it was collected, so it may be less reliable. A really important point for your exam: the choice between primary and secondary research, and between specific methods, should always depend on the context. A small startup with a limited budget might rely heavily on secondary research and a simple online questionnaire. A large company launching a major new product might invest in extensive focus groups and product trials. Examiners will often give you a business scenario and ask you to justify which method is most appropriate. Always link your answer back to the specific circumstances of that business. Now let's talk about qualitative and quantitative data. This is a distinction that comes up very regularly in exams. Quantitative data is numerical data. It can be measured and counted. Examples include: 73% of customers said they would buy the product. The average customer spends £46.80 per visit. 250 people completed the survey. Quantitative data is useful because it allows businesses to identify patterns and trends, make comparisons, and present findings in charts and graphs. It is objective. It does not depend on interpretation. Qualitative data is non-numerical. It is descriptive: words, opinions, feelings, and explanations. Examples include: customers said the product felt cheap. Focus group participants described the packaging as confusing. Interview responses suggested people valued convenience over price. Qualitative data is useful because it gives businesses a deeper understanding of why customers think and behave the way they do. However, it is harder to analyze and summarize because every response may be different. Here is a key insight for your exam: questionnaires with closed questions, tick boxes, yes or no answers, rating scales, generate quantitative data. Questionnaires with open questions: tell us what you think, describe your experience, generate qualitative data. Interviews and focus groups typically generate qualitative data. Businesses often use both types together to get a complete picture. Right, let's talk exam technique. These are the things that separate candidates who get top marks from those who just miss out. Tip number one: always justify your choice of research method. If a question asks you to recommend a research method for a particular business, you must explain why it is appropriate for that specific business. Do not just name the method. For example, do not write, "The business should use a questionnaire." Instead, write, "The business should use an online questionnaire because it's a small startup with a limited budget, and an online questionnaire would allow it to reach a large number of potential customers cheaply and quickly, generating quantitative data that can be easily analyzed." Tip number two: use the context. Exam questions almost always include a business scenario. Read it carefully: the size of the business, its budget, its target market, the type of product. All of these should influence your answer. Examiners reward candidates who apply their knowledge to the specific context rather than giving generic textbook answers. Tip number three: know the difference between primary and secondary research cold. This is a very common question, and candidates often mix them up or give vague answers. Remember, primary is original data you collect yourself. Secondary is existing data collected by someone else. Field research equals primary. Desk research equals secondary. Tip number four: when interpreting data in a question, always comment on what the data shows and what it means for the business. If a bar chart shows that 80% of customers prefer product A over product B, do not just describe the chart. Say, "This suggests the business should focus its production and marketing on product A, as it is clearly preferred by the majority of customers." Common mistake number one: candidates describe market research methods without explaining their advantages or disadvantages in context. Always link to the business situation. Common mistake number two: confusing qualitative and quantitative. Remember, qualitative is quality, opinions, words. Quantitative is quantity, numbers, statistics. Common mistake number 3. In evaluation questions, candidates often fail to reach a conclusion. If a question asks, "Do you think primary research is better than secondary research for this business?" you must give a clear, justified judgment at the end. Do not sit on the fence without explaining why. Right, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. See how many you get right. Question 1, what is the other name for primary research? The answer is field research. Question 2, name 2 methods of primary research. Any 2 from questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, trialing, observation. Question 3, what type of data is collected from a focus group, qualitative or quantitative? Qualitative. Question 4, name 1 source of secondary research. Anyone from newspapers and magazines, government census, websites, internal company data. Question 5, what is the main advantage of secondary research over primary research? It is cheaper and quicker to obtain. Question 6, what does quantitative data consist of? Numbers, statistics, measurable data. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you are in great shape for this topic. If you missed a couple, go back and reread the core concepts section. Let's bring it all together with a quick summary. Market research is the process of gathering information to help businesses make better decisions and reduce risk. There are 2 main types. Primary research, which is original data collected by the business itself using methods like questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and trialing. And secondary research, which uses existing data from sources like newspapers, the government census, websites, and internal records. Data from market research can be qualitative, words and opinions, or quantitative numbers and statistics. The best choice of research method always depends on the business's specific context, budget, and objectives. In the exam, always justify your choices, apply your knowledge to the scenario given, and make sure you reach a clear conclusion in evaluation questions. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.